Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Life comes with big money questions. Is it better to max out your 401k or put more in a brokerage account? Does buying a home make financial sense in today's market? Should you use extra cash to pay off debt or invest? NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast has the answers. Their finance journalists break down investing and budgeting strategies to help you build wealth and navigate major financial decisions. Make smarter money moves. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Every morning brings a fresh new energy. And no matter what the day holds, we come to the Today Show for all of it.
We get the best start to the day because we start it together.
Watch the Today Show weekdays at 7 a.m. on NBC.
There's a very interesting quote that he said that I thought spoke volumes about both what the Vikings are interested in doing this offseason with Sam Darnold and probably what Sam Darnold is interested in doing. And the quote was, "Darnold has earned the right to really explore what it means to be a Pro Bowl quarterback." By which Kevin O'Connell, I think, means we ain't signing him so he can go get what he wants on the open market. Okay? If you're another NFL team and I'm another NFL team, and I know that Sam Darnold was the hottest ticket in the year and then cooled off at the end. I don't think he should be at the Vikings next year. I don't see any way he doesn't become the highest paid free agent quarterback in the NFL this year. And I think he absolutely deserves every bit of it. I think there's going to be teams lining up to sign him, despite the fact that he dropped off at the end of the year. Especially when you consider the free agent quarterbacks that are out there, I think he's the best one.
No doubt. Dave, I totally agree with you. I think when you see what Sam was able to put together this past year. Now, let's also remember, he had all of the different elements that you'd want and need if you were a quarterback who's going to actually show what you can do, right? I mean, he had great receivers, great tight end. Offensive line, a little suspect probably because of the number of sacks that they committed or allowed to happen. But I think that the reality is, Dave, that there's a couple of teams out there that really need a quarterback pretty badly that could be the next answer for them. And I'm looking right at somebody like the Raiders with Pete Carroll. He's a defensive coach, because he's a defensive coach, he understands everything about the offense, of course, and what quarterbacks that he'd like to not have out there. He'd rather have them on his own team than have to play against them. Yeah. And I think Sam Darnold kind of fits into that category. By the way, they've got a great tight end in Brock Bowers, rookie tight end, set all kinds of records with what he was able to accomplish. You got Jacoby Myers as a receiver. You've got a couple of other receivers that are, I think, pretty standout, very good. So the pieces of the puzzle are there. If there's a problem for the Raiders right now, I think, is it's at quarterback. I mean, most people probably can't even mention who their quarterbacks are. Gardner Minshew, what do you think of him? Aiden O'Connell, probably not a whole lot. Desmond Ridder, probably not so much. So I think for Sam's sake, they've got room. They've got plenty of room money-wise. I think that would be a great landing spot for him.
So there's a number of teams this offseason that are in the market for quarterbacks. And so the New York Jets are in line, more than likely. I think Aaron Rodgers is done there. Mm-hmm. Cleveland is in line for a quarterback. You said the Raiders. The Giants are in line for a quarterback. I don't think the Colts, although they're on this list, I don't think they're going to go away from Anthony Richardson yet, nor should they. Mm-hmm. And he's up against Darnold is up against Justin Fields, Russell Wilson, Jameis Winston, mm-hmm. Joe Flacco, if you want to still consider him a free agent quarterback at this point. I don't either. So my question too, and I guess I'll put this to our listeners as well on the WCCO talk and text line, 651-461-9226. The first and foremost, as a Vikings fan, do you want Sam Darnold here? I say no way. I don't want him here. We're ready. It's JJ's team, JJ McCarthy. The time is now. give him the ball. He's ready to go. We don't need another. You do not need to invest, and I've said this before, we do not need to invest a large amount of cash into something that is still semi-unknown because he did it for one season. And when the season count, when that really counted, he fell off in those last two games. And you pointed out, you're right, not all his fault. But still, if there's doubt there, don't invest, right? But, so do you want him back? And if you're Sam Darnold, where do you want to go? You have your choice here.
Yeah.
I sure as heck wouldn't want to go back to the Jets again.
No.
Cleveland is always a disaster.
Total disaster. The best player wants out.
Yeah, yeah, exactly.
That says it all, right?
Yep. I don't think the Giants, I don't think you want to go back to New York at all. So I agree with you. I think the Raiders are a great fit for him. And they just need someone who will get the job done. And, you know, now will he succeed there like he did in Minnesota? I don't know. But if I'm the Raiders, I'm already on the phone and I'm already talking to Darnold. And I honestly think, Pete, that the Vikings are like, yep, go ahead, we're good. We're ready to roll without him.
Yeah, it sure seems like that. It feels like that they're ready to move on. And JJ, let's be honest, until JJ got hurt, I think that there was a good argument you could have made that he might have been actually the starting quarterback for the Minnesota Vikings. But it didn't come out that way. Sam did have a great year until the very end. And I still don't blame that on Sam. You know, it's funny because all year I was probably more critical on Sam than a lot of people. But I also see in those final two games, obviously the Detroit game specifically, where I don't know that that was on him. I mean, it was a jailbreak on Sam the last couple of games. And I don't think that they gave him the opportunity to be able to show what he had done earlier in the year. So it would be interesting to see him get matched up there with Pete Carroll and the staff and everything that the Raiders are as a team. I think he'd fit in there. He is not going back to the Jets. I think that would
There.
That's not even a chance, nor the Giants.
I'm going to disagree with you just a little bit here because, yes, it was a jailbreak on Sam Darnold. It absolutely was. But Troy Aikman said this during one of the playoff games. I forget which one it is. But he said, if you're a legitimate NFL top five quarterback, you can counteract those things. Like, that's your job, is to be able to thrive in those situations. And he didn't.
Mm-hmm.
He didn't.
Right.
Whether it was his fault, whether the offensive line, they were terrible, you know, whether guys didn't catch the ball, whatever. But Sam Darnold, in crunch time, when you earn your money, did not get it done. And if you want to be thought of as an elite top five NFL quarterback, you have to be successful in those situations.
And here's where my one argument back to you would be this. I don't think he is top five. So I'm not worried about that. I don't think he's top five. But as far as free agents, he's top one, I would say, right now.
Yes.
And so I look at it a little bit differently, Dave. If you've got all the pieces or many of the pieces except quarterback, I think that's the place Sam Darnold should go. And that's why I think the Raiders is the right fit. But I did not say top five. A lot of people were looking for him MVP even before those last couple of games and all the rest of that. I never even got into that argument either. I think that when you looked around the NFL and you saw some of the numbers from some of the guys who are probably top five, you know, with Joe Burrow and all the rest, Josh Allen, he's not in that category. He's not. He just isn't. But is he top 10? I would say he could be close. Probably 10.
He was this year. And, and that's... I'm the overreactor. You're the sensible one. And so we play our roles well. I was like, MVP, let's go. Say MVP, you know, like he's in. But it's because you wanted it. You know, like you wanted that story for him. You wanted that closure. I guess it's not closure, but kind of launching off point for him. All that being said, let's just say he does go to the Raiders.
Yeah.
I'm not convinced that he succeeds there like he did in Minnesota.
Well, he doesn't have the crew. You're 100% right about that, Dave. I mean, when you look at what the Minnesota Vikings gave to Sam Darnold, which was, okay, you've got multiple tight ends. Even when we've got guys hurt, we still have good tight ends, very top-end tight ends. Wide receivers, arguably three, maybe the best three in football. And the Raiders don't have any of that. They've got a great tight end, a rookie tight end. The receivers are good, not great. So it's not the perfect scenario, but it's not too bad either. I think the missing part for the Raiders has been quarterback, and they've just kind of been grinding with the same couple of guys for the last couple of years, and I think that's been part of the problem for them. I think that's where Sam could really be a step up for the Raiders.
Yeah, I mean, they need someone, and even if he wins you a couple more games, at least you win a couple more games, right? That's kind of what it's about for him. I was glad to see Kevin O'Connell win Coach of the Year. I think this was a no-brainer. But I would argue, and I would make this argument, and we'll talk about, because I have this later in the show, we'll talk about Sam Darnold not being Comeback Player of the Year. I have a big problem with that. And I would argue that because I don't think Kevin O'Connell has the year that he has without Sam Darnold under center.
It's probably a good argument you make there. And I'll say this. What's interesting is he's Coach of the Year. All those reasons are right.
Sure.
But he was just as much at fault with some of the play calling. If you're the quarterback whisperer all the way up until the last two games of the season, why weren't we doing shorter? Because of the jailbreak, we did not have time to throw the football. You can't throw those deep balls if that's the case. And we weren't adjusting to that. And so the whisperer, I think, has to be looked at for that as well.
But was that Kevin O'Connell, or was that because the routes weren't there, or was Sam checking out of them? I don't know.
Yeah, a little bit of both probably. And you and I have talked about this, but let's also remember in those final couple games, the defensive backs, they had our guys. They literally locked them down. And whether it was JJ, who's arguably the best receiver in football, they locked him down.
Yeah, they did.
Yeah.
They did. Well, it is Super Bowl Sunday. We have an awesome, awesome guest lineup today, starting with our next guest at 10:20 here. Ray Hitchcock is going to join us. Ryan Harris, both Super Bowl participants, will join us. Ryan Harris joins us at 11 a.m. And 11:20. Kate Constable is going to join us to talk a little Super Bowl gambling. We had her on last year. She's outstanding. We'll have her on again. Are you a Super Bowl party person or not? Are you a Super Bowl party guy?
Kind of. Yeah, we've had them for the last few years. My wife is really the one. I just follow along, man.
Josh, are you a Super Bowl party guy?
Wherever there's food, I'm there.
That sounds fair.
I'm there.
That sounds fair. We're going to a Super Bowl party tonight. I think I've talked about this before, that in my 20 years of television, I always had to work Super Bowl Sunday. Mm-hmm. So after I got out of television 3 years ago, this was the first time I'd ever had the chance since I left graduate school to have a Super Bowl party. And so we had one. It was exciting, and I love it. So I'm a Super Bowl party person. Everybody's different. I've been to good Super Bowl parties. I've been to terrible Super Bowl parties. We'll talk about that as we sprinkle throughout the show.